chazara plan, I decided that in order to do a chazara, we're going to have to chop out at least half what we spoke about first time around. We said so much material, because we this is much more than the first chazara, because it was a longer period of time. That was only took care of until Rosh Hashanah. This took care of from Sukkot till now. Sukkot to Hanukkah, just on the calendar, is a longer time than whatever is Rosh Chodesh Elul to Rosh Hashanah, by definition. So I decided we're going to have to do is divide the chazara into four parts, because we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That makes sense. So Sunday will be today, the few tests, whatever we can do in the few tests. Monday, the Blineta will be Daf, Chof, and Chof Aleph. Tuesday, Blineter, Chof Beis, and Chof Gimel. And Wednesday, Blineter, will be the sixth parak we did. I'm just trying to give an overview to put everyone's, you know, to try to get everyone's head in the right place. And if you leave certain things out, you'll understand. We're just trying to go over lightly some of the major issues that we spoke about when we learned with Mobi the first time around. So, B'siyata D'Shmaya, the mission of your testament tells us how you write a get. And that's our topic for today. How do we actually write a get? So, you use certain kinds of dyo. It should be a davar miskayin. Fine. In the Sugas HaGemara, Mar goes into a discussion of a maver dyo agabe sikur b'shabbos. We're not learning Shabbos, he'll say. It's true. But that's how the derech of Shas. They, you know, compare things from different areas of halacha. And as a matter of fact, in our sukkah, the few tests of an aleph, we discuss Shabbos, Yoga Besukkah B'Shabbos on the one hand. And in comparison to that, the Gemara throws in another case of Eidim She'en Yodim Lachto, Ma'o She'ichtuv Lehem B'Sikra, V'yachtuv K'sav Elyon K'sav Elyon K'sav. So we have two cases where you're writing black on top of red. One's a case of Shabbos, and one's a case of Eidei Chasima. This is a sugya on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Truth is, as we shall see later on in the sugya, I guess this is a little bit against the rule we just established, but we're only doing Daf Yud Tes today, but it's really the sugya Yud Tes. It just comes up a little bit at the beginning of Chaf Amud Aleph. Okay, still part of the same sugya, Chaf Amud Aleph, you know. The Gemara talks about a case of a get sheksava shelo lishma, v'hever lov kulmas lishma. Right, the ksivas a get. And in that context, the Gemara compares it to yet another fourth case. What's that case? Of someone who's writing a tefillin or a sefer Torah, a mezuzah, and he's supposed to write the shame. And then he goofed, he's going to have to write Yehuda. Then he made a second goof, left out the dalet. So one mistake canceled out the other. Right? So there's a question, ain't Hashem ben amuvchar, because he didn't have in mind Shem Hashem, which you require the Shema for the Askaras. That's a question according to some. So the possibility exists, marvel of kulmas umakacha. So once again, idea of ksav agave ksav. So there were a total of four cases, really. Let's chazer again. There's dyo agave sikra on Shabbos. Dyo agave sikra for Eidei Chasima. That's your testament aleph. And chaf aman aleph, there is the case of dyo lishmo agave shalo lishmo. Everything dyo. First is the case of ksiva saget. And the second is a case of Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos. Fine. At first glance, it's all one big sugya. One big sugya, one big shayla with four nafkaminas. Okay? Four nafkaminas. However, upon reflection, the action may be two distinct sugyas. Two separate and distinct sugyas. One on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and one on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Two distinct sugyas. How can it be two distinct sugyas? What separates them? It sounds like it's exactly the same thing. So if you open to the Mordechai, this sugya, you will see a very important yisod. I believe it's Shin Mem Dalet. I believe. Mordechai discusses this issue, and he's talking about something which is called Chok Tochas. Chok Tochas, Rabbi Osai, again, a Gemara Daf Chav, is not considered to be a ksiva. because you're just removing stuff. Right? So the question asked to Mordechai, we find that Chag Toldos is considered to be Ksiva with respect to Shabbos. And Mordechai answers, there is Meleches Machsheves Ostra Torah. Doesn't matter how he does it. Doesn't matter how he does it. Fine. Doesn't matter how he does it. And then he says, does the Mordechai, when it comes to a get, you actually have to have a ksiva, and it's no good. And he says, the gam lahavir, that's the last two lines in the Mordechai Shimon Dalet, page Dalet in my print. The gam lahavir of kum mustiach haratikun lo yovil, lo rabbiudav lo rabbanon, who argue with respect to the Sefer Torah. The im moel ala os hanichtav shalo lishma, that's the case where they fight about an afchav. Lishvuyah ki lishma to mega lishma, mikomgam lishavuyah os lo yovil. Ksav agav ksav is not going to work to make it into an os. And since Chag Toldos is not an os, it will not work. We'll come to that momentarily. But the main point of the Mordechai is that there's a distinction between Shabbos on the one hand and Sefer Torah and Ksiva Saget on the other. Sefer Torah and Ksiva Saget require v'kosav, Ksiva, and v'ksiva is no good if it's Chag Toldos. However, when it comes to Shabbos, it doesn't really say because of it. You require a Meleches Machsheves of Ksiva, even Chag Toldos would be Chayiv. So this opens up a possibility, Rabbi Osai, that there are really two sugyas, not one sugya. What I call the sugya Naf Yutes and the sugya Naf Chof. The sugya Naf Yutes is a sugya which does not say V'kosav. Remember the two cases? We started with Shabbos. There, what the Mordechai is in effect saying over here is it doesn't say V'kosav. Those Meleches Machsheves, it's good enough, even though it doesn't say the word, because the word V'kosav is not used. Right? Avamokam Shnema V'kosav, that's when Chag Toldos is no good. By Shabbos, it never says V'kosav. Now the Gemara here on Daf Yutes compares Ksiva B'Shabbos to Chasima Saget. The question, of course, becomes, is the Chasima Saget included in the word V'kosav Lo Sefer Krisus? So the answer may be, potentially, no. Going back to our opening discussion of months ago, that we passed the Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Esira Karsi, so the Kosav refers to the Ksiva and not to the Chasima. So it's possible that the Chasima Saget is compared to Ksiva B'Shabbos, because in both cases, it doesn't say the Kosav, because the Kosav only refers to the Ksiva Saget, not to the Chasima Saget, in order to say the Kosav by Shabbos. That's a Sugan of your testament out. Contrast that with Sugan of Chof, we're talking about Ksivas again, the cost of the Sefer Krisus. And it's also talking about mezuzas, uchsavta mezuzas besecha v'sharecha. So those two are also comparable. And there can be differences in halacha between the sugya on daf yutes and the sugya on daf chav. It could be, in effect, two separate sugyas. This is something which is important. Again, the Mordechai is the one who makes a distinction between them over here. And Chag Toldos is not considered to be ksiva when it says v'kosav, such as when it comes to Sefer Torah, when it comes to a get. But perhaps it would be good when it comes to Shabbos, because it's Meleches Machsheves, it doesn't say v'kosav. No. Chasimas a get, in theory, may also be good. It doesn't say v'kosav there either, the way we're suggesting, according to the psak of Rabbi Elazar against Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Mesira Karsi. Of course, in order to understand this better, you have to look in the Gemara on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Let's go very, very slowly. Okay, let's go slowly. On Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Yutes Amud Aleph. So we're suggesting the two sugyas, each sugya may have a special chiddush. On the Chof and Aleph, the Gemara is telling us that since you need Vikasa, both with respect to Sefer Torah, with respect to Ksiva Saget, then the second Ksiva perhaps would not work because it requires Vikasa. And it may not even work even in a case where the second Ksiva improves upon the first Ksiva. The case of the Gemara, right? You had a case of get was the shalom lishma, hevel of kulvus lishma. He wrote you Shem Hashem without the Shem Haskara, and you go over again on the Shem Haskara. Even in those cases where you make an improvement, despite that fact, it is not quite past the threshold to qualify to be considered to be Vikosav. That's the Gemara on Daf Chof. And your test is the other way around. Your test, you don't need Vikosav. If you don't need Vikosav, so the possibility exists, right, Rabosai, that you don't need Vikosav, because in the case of, we said before on Shabbos, you don't need Vikosav. Kamzal Gemara tells you, oh, it's true, you don't need Vikosav. Afal Pikain, even though you don't need Vikosav, you have to have some kind of an improvement, otherwise it would not be considered to be a violation, even if in the absence of the word Vikosav. We want to talk about Dio Agabe Sikra, right? But what about Dio Agabe Dio, or Sikra Agabe Sikra? It's Potter. Why are you Potter? No need for Vikosav. The answer is no, but you still have to have some kind of a ticket. A Molechus Machsheva is kind of a din. That's a possibility. Rabosai? It's a possibility. The Rambam, Paskins, Dio Agabe Sikra on Shabbos is Chayav. All the Mefarshim asked, and the Rambam is against the Gemara. Let's go over read the Gemara very carefully over here, and that for you test some enough. Slowly and carefully. The Gemara says, Dio Agabe Sikra B'Shabbos. Rav Yochanan and Shlokesh say, Chayav Shtayim. Kosev and Mochek. We don't have time in the Chazara to go over the whole complicated Rav Chaim about what is considered a Ksiva and a Mechika. Those who remember fondly, but we just cannot go into that. It'll take us a whole too long of a time. So the Gemara then says later on, Dio Agabi Dio V'Sikra Agabi Sikra Potter. Sikra Agabi Dio Amalei Chai Amalei Potter Amalei Chai Mocheku. So that's the whole interface of Mochik and Kosev. That's what we're not going into right now. Says the Gemara. Look very carefully. Boy, my name is Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan. Eidim Shen Yodim Lachto. Mal Shiichtu Vulehem Besikra Vyachtu Ksav Oyon 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 Ksav. So it's Ksav for Shabbos, why shouldn't it be Ksav with respect to Chasima Seget? Again, what we suggested before, maybe both Shabbos and Chasima do not require a Kosav. It's a possibility. Amalei, Lechim Ibnei, She'onim Bedamin, Nas Amasa. So what does that mean? Because we're not sure. That's what Rashi understands. We're not sure. We just don't know. We don't know. We're not sure. So we have to be Machmer on both ends. We have to be Machmer to say what, Rabbi Osai? Machmer to say what? That on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. And we also have to be machmir when it comes to a get, that we perhaps not considered to be ksav, you also shouldn't do it. The Rambam himself, Paskins, in Hilchos Shabbos, Dio Agabe Sikra is chayev. And the Pashup Shana Gemara, it's not chayev, it's only a suffix. We take a look at Rashi, Nasa Masa, Lahokel, I feel it in your Shabbos. No, in Bos. It's an unresolved question, and you wouldn't bring a korban because there's a possibility of chulin lazara. According to the Rambam, you would bring a korban. You would bring a korban. It's interesting that the Rambam, who says you would bring a korban, seems to be against Al Gemara, but the Yerushalmi has a slightly different phraseology over here. The Yerushalmi says v'chi. Mipnei sha'anu oskin b'ilchus Shabbos natir eishes ish. This leads to a whole new possibility. At the Gemara at the end is not saying that Shabbos and Chasima Saget are identical. We just don't know what the din is in either of the two cases. No, according to the Yerushalmi and the Rambam. Ultimately, the Gemara distinguishes fundamentally between Get and Shabbos in the following way. Shabbos, you'd be chayev because after all, Melechas Machshavas Asr Torah, and it never says Vekosav. However, when it comes to Get, perhaps Lehalok Olamaisa, we say that we're afraid to say that it's Mutter by Get. Why? Because perhaps Vekosav does refer to the Chasima. We said before, we weren't quite sure about that. Perhaps it does refer to the chasima as well. Why should it refer to the chasima? Well, either goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says because of his zechasa, or even according to Rabbi Lazar, since chasima shelo lishma is possible because of mezuyah mitocho, the sugya of dalet. So therefore, in effect, the katan is referring to the chasima as well. And therefore, the Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin, Ksav agabe Ksav is it's eino get. What does that mean? In all cases, maybe even Jor agabe Sikra is not a get, because he should have said Safik Megureshes on the Medamin on both sides. No, according to the Rambam based on Yerushalmi, it's not that we're not sure in both cases. We're sure in both cases with respect to Shabbos. We're sure that you would be chayiv. Doesn't say v'kosa. And with respect to get, we're sure that it would be no good because it does say v'kosa. That's a possibility, Rabbi Osa. Okay, so we've had a whole introduction to the sugya with the tzvei sugyas, okay? Not just tzvei dinim, tzvei sugyas. Sugya daf yutes, sugya daf chav, and with the quote of the Rambam Shita, the sugya, the way we understood it, on yutes started off by assuming that a chasima seget does not require v'kosa, and therefore it's on the same page as Shabbos, which doesn't require v'kosa, as we saw in the Mordechai. And the maskana segemara is no. Shabbos yachayev for sure, doesn't say v'kosav, and get, it's no good for sure, because it does effectively say v'kosav, even though the whole like Abalaza, that v'kosav goes on the ksiva, not chasima, either Agamah goes on the Bimeir, or even on the Abalaza, but the Rabbanan, since you require chasima lishma, because the mezuyah of mitocho, so the word v'kosav extends to the chasima as well. Are there any questions? Just went through the R. First major inyan in terms of the sugya of Ksav Agav Ksav. Yes.
What did the Yerushalmi say that made us think that?
Yes, the lashon of the Yerushalmi. The lashon of the Bavli is, we just saw the Bavli, medamin nasa masa. That's the lashon of Talmud Bavli. The pashat pshat in that Gemara is the way Rashi understands. Rashi is always the ultimate pashtun, and Rashi says the pshat in the Gemara is that we're not sure in either direction, so therefore we wouldn't bring chulin azara on Shabbos. When it comes to a get, I guess we would probably say it's a suffix. That's my understanding. It would be a suffix in both directions. In both directions. Okay? Oh, take a look. I want to show you inside. The Yafei Einayim. He always quotes Yerushalmis. So it's on page Hey in my edition. I don't know where Yafei Einayim is, but we have Yafei Einayim has his own. He survived the amalgamation. And he's a considered seller, and they put something called the Meir Nesiv. The reason they put these two together is because the Yafei Einayim is primarily something in Marim Makom to the Talmud Yerushalmi, and the Meir Nesiv, which is not found in the original Vilna Shas, I don't think, is also primarily a Marim Makom kind of a thing. They put them in their own, they're twins. So take a look here on page Hey, and can you find it? It's after the Yalkut Mefarshim and before the Rif. That's the top Yafei Einayim Al Gittin. And on page Hey, Daf Yud Tes, about the eighth line, it says over here, Omalei, it starts Aleph Lamed, the line begins Aleph Lamed, Mipnei She'anu Osukin Behilchos Shabbos Natir Eishes Ish Li'alma. That's a somewhat different phrase than we have in Shas Bavli. It's a different phrase, right? The phrase over here is, perhaps indicating a fundamental distinction between the two of them. And the fundamental distinction, I believe, is that the Maskana Sagamara, this Maskana of Yerushalmi / Bavli, is that Chasima Seget also requires Ksiva, as opposed to Shabbos. Why they require Ksiva? Either a Meir, because of Mizvichasa, or according to the Rabbanon, Rabbi Lazar, the way you pass him, because, but the Rabbanon at least, you require a chasima lishma because of the problem of the zuyuf mitoch. Okay, so I just wanted to see. It's always good to see inside. So I'm happy I decided to look at the Yafei Einayim because he very often quotes the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Everyone with me so far, Rabbi Osai? Yes.
Is there a difference between the Rambam and the Mordechai?
Yeah, they're not saying exactly the same thing. We just use some of the same principles to explain the two shitas. I'm not saying they're identical. Now, Rabbi Osai, I want to spend some time in the Marsha's kasha. On Tosis Yud Tes Siman Aleph. This is an important question. It's actually began, and we learned the first time around there for Sukkos. I think we started right with this Marsha's Kasha. Everyone, please turn, if you don't mind, to the Tosfos of Yud-Tes Amud Aleph. The end of the narrow lines. Diyoga b'diyo potter. Tema. Tahocha mashma the diyoga b'diyo lav klum. The din Shabbos. Who I didn't get. Why? The medame b'samach the Shabbos. Oh, Tosfos says that the Gemara is comparing get and Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's only in the Havamina. According to Tosfos, it's even in the Maskana that get and Shabbos are considered the same. Because after all, according to the stand-up Shabbos, they're identical. We just have something specific in both. Fine. Umashma, the lekama, the polik. And now it's something that no one argues in this comparison between get and Shabbos. Frank Tosfos, ulemakamad avchafam and alaf amrina, kosvish alo lishma, veherel of kulas lishma, bono lemachlokos Rabbi Yehuda v'rabona, Rabbi Yehuda haviksaf. So why does it say enough you test that Yoga Bidyo is potter for sure on Shabbos? Why? According to Rabbi Yehuda is considered to be ksav with respect to a Sefer Torah, or respect to a get. So the same thing should apply with respect to Shabbos as well, because our Gemara explicitly compares get to Shabbos. And Rav Acha holds on Daf Chav, I feel the Rabbanan Modu gabe get to have a kosher. So if it's kosher by get, so why are you potter by Shabbos? I'm always comparing the two. Omer ben Yitzchak. So the kamon vaday shekosav arishon hayoshalo lishma uksav asheno seil lishma choshev ksav Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Acha afil l'Rabbana choshev ksav gabe get. Avol hocha shekosav shekosav sheni nemetaken klum afil l'Rabbi Yehuda mode lo choshev ksav. We'll stop right over here. There's a fundamental distinction between a ksav which improves and a ksav which just copies with no improvement whatsoever. Very nice, beautiful. What's the problem? What's the tremendous and obvious kasha against this from our Gemara Minei Obey? Rabosa, what's the question? Who remembers the Masha's question? Yeah?
We're not sure about the Makarin line.
Right. The Masha says it's a fundamental distinction to the case where they make an improvement. And don't make an improvement. The Gemara is against that. Because the Gemara starts off with the sugya of Shabbos, where there's no improvement. And the Gemara goes on to compare it to a case of a get, where there's a tremendous improvement. What's a tremendous improvement? The Edim don't know how to write. They just put a little bit of a thing in Sikro. That's not a Chasimas Edim. That's just a prep. And the Edim sign for the purpose of Chasimas Aget on top of that. So that itself is a tremendous improvement. We'll call it a chasima shalom lishma. You want to call it that? Even less than that, perhaps. To a chasima lishma to make the get kosher. So that's the Masha's kasha. The Gemara is such a pella. So there are a whole series of terutzim to this question of the Masha. I was talking last night at the Malava Malka. Some of them remember that we had a terrace with the Karnei Re'aim. But Eidish Yad Yachal Azima. I'm not even going to go there now. That's a bit of a pulpulish of terrace. Here, since if it's not an improvement, then it's not considered to be ksiv at all, not considered to be edus at all. So yet the yachal lazim. Oh, that's the Karnei Re'aim says in the puzzle. Let's put that aside. So the Masha gives a technical teretz to this question. She doesn't really answer it. The Masha gives a technical teretz to this question, based upon this various sheetness in the Amoraim and the Tanoim. Because according to Rabbanon, according to Rav Chista, deny the svara that an improvement is different. So the Maharshiv asks a technical question against the Maharsha, which we're not going to go into that right now. So the Maharshiv gives the following answer of both sides. You know, I think it's even worthwhile looking in the Maharshiv inside. All right, just to refresh our memories, because we're going to be spending time a little bit on what exactly is the Pshara in this Maharshiv. If you don't mind turning to the Maharam Shif, Rabbi Osa, you'll find it in our print. It can be found on page Chaf Hey. Chaf Hey. Okay. Column 1. The large paragraph in the middle of the page. Skipping the first half, which is a technical question against the Maharsha. Nero Lechalek. The dafka leinyan ksivas haget, amina lekamon, the ksav sheni mitaken ksav harishon. אבל אם חסימה כאן מבורלה, the erf שדהבי חסימה סרישן, הוא כסב אין לו הווי כסב, ואין חסימה סשני, אלא שמתק אין הסרישן. What exactly is the Maram Shif talking about? What is he saying? So perhaps he means what the Torah's Gittin says over here, both in his Chedushim and Shas, and Afiyat Tesim and Aleph, and also in Siman Kuflam and Aleph, Sivkot and Dalet, also you can look it up. But what happens? A new Chiddush, that the second Ksav is not an independent Ksav, rather, the second Ksav is fixing up the first Ksav, and the two Ksavim more or less merge together. Merge together. So when it comes to the Shema, you can have a merger of the two Ksavim, the original Ksav, and the second Ksav, which infuses the element of the Shema into the total product. When it comes to Eidech HaSima, however, it doesn't work. Eidech HaSima must be only their writing, only the writing of the Eidech HaSima, and not anybody else. And therefore, we can suggest it only has to be the Eidech HaSima and nobody else. It's not going to help this idea of a Ksav Agav Ksav, where the second one is improving on and merging with the first. That doesn't work for Chasimas again. So in other words, the Marsha's Svara is a Gevaldig, Tosis Svara is a Gevaldig Svara, that an improvement makes a big difference in most areas of Halacha, with the exception being Eide Chasima. Because Eide Chasima have to be the improvement, not just that the second Ksav counts independently, because it's an improvement. No, it's a merger with the original Ksav. And mergers can work all over the place. The one exception is Chasimas again. There, mergers do not work. That seems to be the lumpness of the Torah's Gittin, shot in the Maharam Shif as well. And the Chazanish spelled it out. Nase Ksav Rishon V'Ksav Sheni Ksav Echad U'me'ura B'Koach L'Shmo. But Ruven Achosem Tzorech Chasimoso Hu Kulo. Only he, no one else. That's how the Chazanish explained it in his words. This fundamental yisod, which we're attributing to the Maram Shif and to the Torah's Gittin, that seems to be the yisod. Fine. Yes, sir.
Could you just please go over the kasha again?
Of course. The Marashah's question is a very clear question. Tosa said that the reason why in our Gemara Daf Yotes Dyo Agave Dyo is nothing on Shabbos. And Daf Chaf, according to most opinions, Dyo Agave Dyo is very, very important and can make the Sefer Torah kosher. Says Tosis on Daf Chaf, there was an improvement of the Shema over Shalom the Shema. Whereas in Daf Yotes, there's no improvement whatsoever. That's what Tosis explains. Frektim Arashah, but how can you say that? Because the Gemara on Daf Yotes compares the case of Dyo Agave Dyo B'Shabbos, where there's no improvement, to a case of Eide Chasima, right? Where there's a similar case, where you find one Ksav on top of another Ksav, right? Mao Shiyichtu V'lehem B'Sikra V'yachtu V'Ksav V'yachtu V'Ksav V'yachtu V'Ksav. And the Gemara says, it's no good. Frank the Gemara, but by Shabbos it's good. What do you ask the Kasha by Shabbos? What kind of question is that? Right? You cannot compare one to the other. That's the question. You know, I think it's worthwhile seeing the question in the Marashah himself. Since you want a little extra chazara, let's turn to the Marashah himself, the original, in the Marashah, and see it. The Maram Shif only makes a reference to it, doesn't give you the whole language. The Marashah can be found on page Yud Ches, in our print. Uksav Hasheni, Oseh Lishma, Choshem Ksav, etc. Ailma wants to know, Mao Sheyachtel and Besikra V'yachtemu. That's a tremendous kasha. There, it's a clear improvement. So, why should it be any inferior to the Gemara Daf Chaf? One Daf Chaf, and there's an improvement, it's considered to be Ksav. Why does our Gemara say that no, that writing at Edi Chasimah signed Yogabe Sikra, it's more connected to the sugya of Shabbos Yogabe Sikra? Why? It's an improvement like in the case of Lishma. Why does the Gemara take that into account? So the Mashar says he gives a technical answer. Different Tanam and different Amaroi. Right? The Maram Shif answered, if we understood him correctly, that no, the fact that it's an improvement is helpful in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Ksiva Saget, because there you can have a second Ksav merge with the first and infuse the Lishma into it. But when it comes to Chasima Saget, it has to be only the Eidei Chasima. You can't have someone else's signature with some added improvements. It just doesn't work. So therefore, the Gemara did not take that consideration into account with respect to Eidei Chasima. Okay? That's how we understand the Maram Shif to be answering this question. It's a good question. It's a good question. Along these lines, the Pnei Yeshua, who asks, quotes the same question, says, you might call it a bit more of a balabatasha answer. He says, you know what? If you make an improvement, so the second ksav is considered to be the main ksav. After all, both ksavim are written by competent people, and as a result, the first one didn't infuse the lishma, the second one did. So the second ksav is considered to be the ikar ksav, and therefore it works. Ksav agav ksav in that kind of a case. However, the original Edim, Rabosai, who are supposed to sign the get, don't know how to sign. They're illiterate. So what do we do for them? So the original fellow walks in and ties it in red ink, and they put the black ink on top of it. That's the Pnei Yeshua. In that kind of a case, you can't say that the main person is the second guy in. He's an illiterate person. The main ksiva is the first one. I gave a comparison to Chos Shabbos. Zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. The first guy is literate, the second guy is illiterate. So you cannot say that the second guy is the main one in since he's illiterate. This is the Pnei Yeshua's balabatash answer to this question. It's a very, very nice question. A very nice question. Another possibility, I guess maybe we'll just have this one more, because I don't want to go too far, is Rabbi Kiv Eger. Kivega says, Rabosai, the second signature of the proper aid on the get is not really achieving a tremendous amount. What does it mean not achieving a tremendous amount? Midoraisa for the gerish in itself, we paskin, and the misirikasi, you don't need the signature at all. What does the signature achieve? A proper signature achieves what we call tikkun olam. We're going to assume a chazaka that I call behechsher nase. This being the case, Rabosai, we can argue that for the get itself, for the gerish to be effective, you don't even need the second signature. From the perspective of the chazaka of I call behechsher nase, perhaps shelo lishma would in fact work. We spoke back on daf dalad amar aleph. It's only exera atu the ksiva. So with the rice, it's not really a tikkun. If it's not really a tikkun, we cannot invoke the principle of improvement being an automatic home run that you're going to say ksav agav ksav works. That's Rabbi Akiva. And just to finish this off, this will also explain a little bit the Mordechai that we spoke about earlier. Where the Mordechai said, if I write one ksav on top of another ksav, we can say it's chav ksav. If I write on top of Chok Tochus, it's not considered to be Ksav. What's the difference? Here's the answer. If Ksav Agabi Ksav will be an independent Ksav, the second one, then Fakert, the base man goes in the other direction. A greater chance that Ksav Agabi Chok Tochus is not Ksav at all should be considered Ksav, then we should say Ksav Agabi an original Ksav. If you go with the Chazanish, it's a merger, then we understand very well what the Mordechai is saying. Ksav Agabi an original Ksav, which is a Ksav, just it's missing something. But the second ksav can merge with the first and be good. But ksav agabi chok tochus, which is not ksiv at all, no merger is possible, and therefore it wouldn't work. So that's the mahalach here with the ma'asho, with the various answers to his question. Rabosa, any questions that you have on this point? Yes, sir.
Could you just go
over there, Kivega? Sure. Kivega is giving, again, a technical answer. Kivega says, look, the saying that the second ksav is an improvement over the first ksav. What do you mean? The first ksav, they're writing in red. It's not the real Eidei Chasima. And the second ksav is the real Eidim who are signing. So what's the difference, says Rabbi Akiva Eger? As far as the effectiveness of the get per se, a get is effective even without any Eidim whatsoever. We pass the Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Mesira Karsin. There's certainly going to be Eidei Mesira. If there's no Eidei Chasima whatsoever, it's going to be okay. The only reason why you need Eidei Chasima is to teach us, when we look at the piece of paper later on, that to demonstrate to us that the Gerishin took place. So for that, according to many authorities, you don't really even need a lishma. I'm going to read the Lashon of Rabbi Kiveg. I just opened it up. Listen carefully. Came the Kaimel Eidei Mesira Karsi. The Eidei Chasima only come why? Shal Yodam Yifsegu Abezin De Mistama Hoya Eidei Mesira. V'havi Ki'ilu Boyim Vem Eidei Mishnim Sabeidei Mesira. Vim Kein Ben HaTorah LaBoy Lishmo Lebed Rabbanah Boy Lishmo Kaz Et Mesuyof Mitocho. We spoke about this a long time ago. Vim Kein Min HaTorah Lo Mikri Ksiva Kevin Lo Boy Lishmo Memela Ein Ksav Achron Ksav. He's saying this is not considered a significant enough improvement. That's what he suggests. You look it up. It's page Samach here in the Kovas Mefarshim on Rabbi Kivek. Okay? Rabbi Osai, again, we learned the Sugya the first time. We spent so much time in the Sugya of Selig Avik Sav, but I made a decision that if we're going to start with that, it's going to take us too long and we're going to get people too confused. So I'll just sort of go to the end of the Sugya, and discuss two issues. Again, I apologize for skipping over a lot of stuff that you haven't shown in your notes, but we have to be, as it say, Tov Ma'at Bekavona Mehar Be'Shalo Bekavona. That's in Shulchan Aruch. Turn to the Mordechai, Simon Shin Mem. Okay? Shin Mem. One line. V'chol davar shu miskayim v'chule. Mikan yesh li zoyer shal diten get li isha kshulach. Sharei eno shel kayama. We start the sugya of ksav v'davar ha-miskayim. And all of a sudden, the Mordechai is telling us that if it's wet, it's not considered to be a ksiva shel kayama. I have this problem. Why not? If you have a wedding, you just leave it there till Mashiach comes, it'll still be there. True, right now, it's in a somewhat vulnerable state. In theory, it could be washed away with a hose, you know, because it's not hasn't dried yet. But the bottom line is, if you just leave it there, it will be shel kayama. I wanted to suggest that perhaps the answer is that since it's not set into the cloth or the paper yet, and it could in theory be washed away, maybe the shortcoming is it's not considered al davar shehu shel kayama. If you recall, there's a Tosis. The Tosis actually belongs on our Mishnah, so I'm allowed to refer to it, even though it's on the next staff. Chafala from a base on top. The Tosis goes to Tosefta. They have to have al davar shehu shel kayama. But ola shel krishin v'tzolin v'chol davar shehu shel kayama posel. Now that our Mishnah only says that to be what? V'chol davar shehu shel kayama. You have to write it with ink. Lasts indefinitely. Never does it say in the Mishnah anyway or in the Gemara Shas Bavli that has to be written on something which will last indefinitely. It's a Tosefta and a Yerushalmi. It's a question whether we actually pass in that way. Some say we don't pass in that way because it's not found in Shas Bavli, and the Vilna Gaon mocks that. There are many untold numbers of dinner we pass in life based upon Toseftas and Yerushalmis. So therefore, he thinks that it should be accepted by Halacha. If it's accepted by Halacha, one could again argue, perhaps, that if I write with the ink, it's still wet, it hasn't set into the paper yet, it should be considered that not al gabe davar hamiskayim. That's what the Mordechai means, not shel kayama. Perhaps. It's interesting that although this reason is a reason which is given here in the Mordechai, but if you look in the Rambam and in the Hagos, at the bottom of the Rambam, Rambam can perhaps look inside. Is there a Rambam on my desk? Perhaps not. Okay. to quote it Baal Peh, but we do have a Shulchan Aruch. Oh, I do have a Rambam. I'm sorry. Here's a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Gerushin. Those who have should look up in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. Rambam is discussing these intricacies, these details of Ksivas Aget, things of this nature. So the Magen Mishnah is going into this discussion. Want to suggest that perhaps should need the Rambam Iskayim, but it goes back and forth. And the Hagos Maimini, Os Hey, goes with a discussion what we call Mukav Gvil. Again, the idea of Mukav Gvil, those who want to see where Mukav Gvil is found, Mukav Gvil is found, it's tomorrow's daf, on daf Kafman Beis by Mahura. But that's a minute we have of making Mukav Gvil. And there he says, as follows. Find here, my eyes are not good enough to find these over here. Well, you'll look it up, you'll see that the Kos Maimini says another reason why it's no good in a case where it is wet, and that reason is because it's yochel is daif. While it's wet, you can play with it, right? You can change it. Once it's set into the paper, you cannot move it around. Okay, cannot move it around. Fine. Shulchan Aruch, as a matter of fact, quotes this reason. Yochel is daif. There's a practical difference. According to this reason, as long as it dried out before the get was given, it is okay. But according to the Mordechai's reason, it's not considered shalkayama, you have to dry it out before the Edim sign. Why? You want the Edim to sign on a kosher get. But if it hasn't dried yet, it's not considered to be a kosher get. That's why in practical terms, if people want to dry a get quickly, what do they use? A blow dryer. Blow dryer. It's not the best way to dry things these days. People dry their hair that way, so they can dry. You dry your hands that way. If you go into these fancy bathrooms, you put your hand in, comes the hot air, comes out, and dries your hands. So the same kind of a hot air system can be used to dry the get. Fine? So the Chelkos Mechokin gets a question against the Shulchan Aruch. I'm also going to want to look inside briefly. I'll show you where it is. It's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet at the very end. That's the reason which is given over here, the reason of Yochel is Daif, and this depends upon what? It has to be dry, Rabosai, at the time of the Nesina. Right? What about the other Svara? The other Svara of the Mordechai, which we just had here, that's only a Yesh Omrin. Simon Kuf Lamed, Simcha Veis, he says, Yeshom. Not everyone agrees with the Svara of our Mordechai, Simon Shin Men. But everyone agrees with the Svara of Agos Maimini, that what is considered to be a Yochol Lehiz Daif. Fine. That's what it says. Why I can't find it in the original, I'm still. Whatever. It's supposed to be here. I guess maybe it's a little bit too small a print for me to find things. Anyway, so the Chelkos Mechokek asks the following question. Yesh Tadak, the last Chelkos Mechokek in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, which happens to be Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Yesh Tadak, the Kol El Sif Beis Mavur, the Mutal Lichtel Valdova Shiochel Isdaev, Shinos Mabeid and Mesira. Right? We saw, we all the Gemara Daf Chav Beis, the Eidim Mesir of Rabbi Lazari. He wants to know, so what's the problem over here? What's the problem? He doesn't understand. Well, maybe it's only a zehira. So that's his question. So I had a question, I think it's a significant question, against this Chagas B'chol. And I want to just share it with you. I don't know a good answer to this question. Why is it permissible to write on a ksav Shiyokol Zayah B'edim Mesirin? Simple reason. No one is going to mistakenly take this get at face value as a proof that whatever is written in this get is Kodesh Kedoshim and Akol Be'achshanasa, which is the Lashon of the Mishnah in the fourth parak, Edim Chosim Be'tikon Olam. Tikon Olam being, we take the get into a bez, and they're going to assume that based on the two Edim Chasima, whatever you said is true, that the husband wrote it and he gave it to you and everything's fine. But if Sab Shiyachal is dying, any bezin worth its salt is going to smell a rat. How do we know that you didn't play with this get? It's Yachal is dying. You see, there are erasures on it, there are scratches on it. We can't trust anything over here. So therefore, there's no possibility of a michshol. That's why, so what you have no alternative if you want to prove that you're divorced, but to produce the Eidim Asira. That's the Gemara. The Eidim Asira of Rabbi Lazari. That's the Mefurash Gemara of Osai. Here in the second parak, which is quoted Halacha and Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, here's the Gemara. It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah which tells us as a machlokas with respect to a davar sheyachol liz daif. It's a Mishnah on Avchav Aleph Mid Beis, last two lines. If you write on near Amachuk. Yochel is daif, it's no good. V'chachamim machshirin. Last line of Chav Bezim and Aleph. Man chachamim, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazari. V'me Eidei Mesira Karsi. Right? Eidei Mesira Karsi. So therefore, Rashi explains, on top Rashi Chav Bezim and Bez, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? You need Eidei Mesira. You have no choice. So lo chashin in the Dilma Mezaifa. Why? To Amoran, etc. Tzichel and Mikri, we'll get to that, we have to read again. If you have a Beitno Inu Yadi, and they would know, the Eidim Asira would know, because they're supposed to read the get. And therefore, Mandam Eidim Asira Ikar, Habol, Inose, Tzichel, Havi Eidim, Shanim Sanufneim. Right? And these Eidim are going to know if any monkey business was being played over here. So there's no problem, since you don't rely on the get itself. You need to bring the Eidim Asira. There's no problem whatsoever. Great. So Frekta Chalkas Mechokas, what's the problem? Who cares if Yochel is dying? I've got the question. To my mind, this question is pile ployin. I thought on both sides of that the Shulchan Aruch is correct and the Chalkas Mechokas is incorrect. Let me tell you why. A typical case of Yochel is dying means that you use a certain type of paper that anybody can forge in it. One example of that is an erasure. Because once it's an erasure, I can erase it three times and put whatever I want. $1 million, $1 billion, $50 billion, whatever I can put. I just pick numbers, you know. Then I can put whatever I want into the piece of paper because I'm just erasing it. And then a piece of paper proves absolutely zero. Absolutely zero. And any bezin worth its soul can see that. Because once it's an erasure there, we know we can't rely on what's on that erasure. However, this is a unique case for both sides. This case, you have wet ink, and you give the get over with wet ink, so the woman can take the piece of paper, and while the ink is still wet, quickly go into a room, take a hose, and wash away that wet ink, and put whatever she wants. She can change her name, change her husband's name, change the date. Then she was Mazana. I'll give it a case in point. She was Mazana, and the get is given today, Chaf Dalet Kislev, right? Chaf Dalet Kislev. She doesn't like Chaf Dalet Kislev. That's no good. Esrim Vavor Yom, it's not going to be good for her because she was already Mezana before Chaf Dalet Kislev. So she'll take Kislev erase, put in Tishrei. Oh, save my life. Right? So Yochel is Daif, and no one will be the wiser because since it was washed away when it was in a wet state, so that even a discerning bez will not be able to know the difference. To me, it's such a gewaldig pshat. So I don't know, but no one said it. It's almost too good to be true, this pshat. The Chalz B'chol says, he doesn't understand. I'm giving you my suggestion, and I'm not sure why my suggestion is not accepted. Yes?
assuming that the woman knows how to write a get.
Listen, to save a life, she'll learn how to write a get. So let's write one word. If you had to, you would learn how to, if you, to save your life, you'd also have to learn how to write one word. You figure out a way. Okay. So we'll leave it at that. And we'll just turn our last topic for today. We'll be discussing, as a matter of fact, the idea of Kriya that we just read before in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Farshim. The get has to be written. Where does the Gemara say you have to read the get? That's a Gemara on that Yud Testament base. We're still holding that Yud Test. The Gemara says, towards the bottom. The Gemara says, the last narrow line. Hani betrei the yav gita kamayu, srichi lemikri. They have to read the get. They must read the get. They didn't read the get. Apparently, it sounds like it's no good. They have to read the get. Says Tosfos, srichi lemikri. The get must be read. Says Tosfos. Call them the Sina Iri. Mid the Mishani Besamuch, lo tzricha, the Labasa de Lakarye, Aile Vechule. There's a particular case he wants a question. Mesve, the first white line. Hare Zagidich and Tolosa was across the Yam. Ola Urla Choldover of the Chazam Ashtar Pasimu, Shtar Amanu, Megureshes, Velokale Menuli Ostra. We don't believe him. Viamat Tricha Le Mikri, Bosa de Karyua Mimotzi Amar. Amalahachi. That's already read again. Lo Tricha. The boss of the Karyua, Aile Le Beyode Viafke. Is this, what's he, rabbit out of his sleeve? He put the get in there, whoop, whoop. You know, a magician, right? Ma'al de Tema Chalufi Chalfe. Kamash Malam, we're not worried about that. He's not one of those Hanukkah party spielers that we have in our various shuls who make magic with their whoop, whoop, whoop. All right? Satosa says, you see clearly that they read it before the get was given. V'ilo karye, nirid lo havi get. No good. With the low mashani, hakama maskina, the low karye. Mashwadi low karye, ain't a megureshes. Mamish ain't a megureshes. Toy says the kasha vasuga daf pei. And they give two answers. I'm skipping the question, going to the answers. Vyesh loma. The ne da sura li nase velo karye, mikomako, im nises lo teitse. According to the first teres and tosis, yes, it's true. You may not remarry if the get that you are becoming divorced with was never read, but if you did, lo teitze. That's Tosis, first teretz. Second teretz, inami. Hosam ba'ayle lebeyode v'katsina lo diboy lemeda miyad lakruye oliacha nesina immediately meyacha diboy lidei kilkul. In other words, it's a kind of a knas. She should have read it. She should have made sure that the get was read either just before it was given to her or just after it's given to her. Right? So that's a kind of a knas. Miu eina asura linase ilo kara shames. They read it once. They put it in the sleeve, pulled it out, and gave it. Since it was written, read already once, there's no need. She's not a surah li nasa. Kid amahacha lav kol emenu laosra. Afal gav de al karchach lo kara basar hachi. It's only read once, put into a sleeve, and taken out. Omeri, we're going to be the cross kodam anasina lach anasina. Yupshita. If you lo kara kodam anasina, the kara lach anasina, davar poshin hu de megureshes. This is an important tosis on that few tests. I'm going to spend a few minutes analyzing what Tosfos says. Fine. So, Mi'ikar Dina de Gemara, presumably, if you turn to the Rosh in Siman Tes Zayin, that's where the. Yes, I'm sorry. Well, apparently, she should be more alert, even though she's not.
That she knows everything.
That's a good question. It's a very good question. An excellent question. Why? What? She's not a Talmud Chacham. Don't know. So, as a matter of fact, the Rosh seems to go with the first Teretz, and if you look in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, Sarech Likvos Aget Kodem Nesina V'Acharya, Vimkro achar nesina b'lo kodem is migureshes. If you read that Tosfos double pashut, vimlo kro klal v'nevad lo tinase v'imnises lo teitze. That's Tosfos' first text. So again, lo tinase v'imnises lo teitze. Okay. So he passes like the first teretz instead of Rosh Paskins, instead of Tur Paskins. Fine. Question becomes, in what kind of a case? In what kind of a case do we say lo teitze? So this is discussed. I'm going to give you a few very brief sources that go into the all of it. This is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. If you want to look it up, then be well advised to first look at the Tur. The Tur is the author of the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, and that's where you'll find most of the original sources for this important topic. The Tur starts off, you should read the get beforehand, read the get afterwards. If you read it after, not before, it's a get, and tinasa lechatchila. Lo kru klal, didn't mean it at all. V'nevad, he got lost. And the husband says, it wasn't a get, it was a bluff. Lo tinasa yipsul lakuna, v'imnisis lo teitze. Again, the Torah, as we saw in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, following the Rosh, is the first teretz of Tosfos. First teretz of Tosfos. Fine. That's what it says. It's interesting. But the Beis Yosef has a long discussion over here. A long discussion. The Beis Yosef assumes from the Rashba and others that say it would in fact be Teitze. Would in fact be Teitze. But what if the get is still around? It wasn't lost. It wasn't burned, says the Darkei Moshe. Yikru adayin now. Afal pish lo kro b'shas nesina. And then in this is lo teitze. But the chatchil lo tinosi begetzeh me'achash lo kro miyad achar anasina. Kein nir medivar abenu yiruchum. Against the Beis Yosef, which is, didn't understand abenu yiruchum. This is what the Darkei Moshe says. If the get is still around, and you read it at a later time, so then it's far from an ideal. Ideally, you write a new get. But, if nises lo teitze, even though it was not read at the moment or near the moment of the nesina. Okay, it's a question whether, how other Rishonim talk, what they say, of course, the Aruch HaShulchan, that has a different interpretation than the Gros, so who holds what. It's a bit of a complicated business. Now, what are some of the issues involved over here? So the Bach says, if the get is not written, it's as if there are no Eidei Mesira. So it's nothing with nothing. What did I say? It's not written? Sorry, the get is not written. It's not written. There's nothing there. If the get is not read, it's as if there's no Eidei Mesira, and it's absolutely nothing. Zero. Zero. And Rabbi Yeruchim, who said if it wasn't read, lo teitze. No! Not if it gets lost. If it gets lost and it was never read, it's GMG. It's garnished with garnished. No, it was read later on. Later on. Look in the Mordechai. Take a look, if you will, in Simon Shin Mem Gimel. Just wrapping up. Mordechai Shin Mem Gimel. Again, this is a chazara, not for your test, but if you go back to your notes, we left out at least half of the more complex issues of Iksav and Gav. Again, I'm apologizing, but we have to do what we have to do. So if you take a look over here in the Mordechai in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, sounds like it's going against Tosfos. Tosfos said if you read it at the beginning or the end, Pshita, that it is Megureshes. So he says towards the very end, he quotes to read that even the Kru Acha Nesina, the Koran Nesila Kru, the Poshinu Shemagureshes, it's the last three lines. V'lo Nirlo Aram, should the Beina and the Bishas Nesina Yedu Sadi Taveget. At the time, real time, like before the Nechta, for the Nechta, either Koran Nesina or Acha Nesina, Toch Kidei Dibur. Oh, we discussed that back when maybe Asuka Mosinian might also help. But beyond that, not. What does he hold? You need that they should know at the time. Otherwise, that's the Bach's opinion. Otherwise, there's no Eidei Mesira. And Tosis seems to disagree. And we discussed about Kiddush a little bit, right? Kiddush, they didn't see the ring. They saw the ring later on when it's on her finger. They didn't see the Tzadagah got in the way between the Chosin and the Kala and the Eidei. That's a similar question. So this may be a whole lumdish question. Whether Kriya Saget is the same as Kiddushin. Avnei Malum talks about it in that maybe this is the same thing. If the Kala's face is covered with a thick veil, it's no good. Even if you see later on, along the lines of the Maharam against the sheet of the Tosfos. It's a bit complicated. Lichat Chila should certainly read the get both before and after. If you didn't read it at all and it got lost, so the Shulchan Aruch calls it Safek Megureshes, and the husband's not believed to say that it's a get kosher, and some disagree, and it gets a little bit complicated. As I said before, we're going to try to stay away from some of the complications in the sugya, so we're going to stop here. I'll just tell you, tomorrow we're scheduling Shia for 9 a.m. with an understanding that there may be a little bit of a hollow delay. But the schedule is scheduled for 9, whatever, as soon as close time we can start, we'll start. And then we'll have the Shia. And the Shia will hopefully tomorrow cover, I hope, Daf Chof and Daf Chof Aleph. That's the plan in the Chazar Shia. Then we will go to Riverdale, an ETA about 11 o'clock. We'll try to get there, depending on when we start. And then I guess a little bit of. We have enough cars. I hope to have a car. Michael, you have a car. Moshe, have a car. Who else? Oh, if you have four cars, that should do the trick. So, and then we'll have Mr. Matagiga in my house.